This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Now today as we study the purpose of baptism as it is taught in the Bible, I want to call your attention to the conversion of a man who was one of the greatest enemies the church ever had before he became a Christian. And I call your attention, first of all, to the reading in Acts chapter 8, and I shall read verses 1 through 3. And Saul was consenting unto his death, that is, unto the death of Stephen. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church which was in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men buried Stephen, and made great lamentation over him. But Saul laid waste the church, entering into every house, and dragging men and women, committed them to prison. Now those words give you some idea as to the kind of animosity, the kind of enmity that there was in the heart and the life of Saul of Tarsus before he became a Christian. Now let us skip over to the 9th chapter of Acts and begin reading with verse 1. This follows, of course, the account of the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch, which we studied just previously. But Saul, yet breathing threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and asked of him letters to Damascus unto the synagogues, that if he found any that were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, it came to pass that he drew nigh unto Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light out of heaven. And he fell upon the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and enter into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men that journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but beholding no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. And they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and did neither eat nor drink. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said unto him in a vision, Ananias? And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go to the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one named Saul, a man of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and laying his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many of this man, how much evil he did to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call upon thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias departed and entered into the house, and laying his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, who appeared unto thee in the way which thou camest, hath sent me that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And straightway there fell from his eyes as it were scales, and he received his sight. And he arose and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Now, in the few moments that we have left today, I want to call your attention to the fact that when Saul realized that Jesus Christ really was the Son of God, and he asked him what to do, the Lord told him to arise and go into the city, and there it shall be told thee what thou must do. You will read that in the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. And so next time we'll study in detail just what it was he was told that he must do.